Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cui Cui Zhao from the University of Adelaide. My supervisors are Mike McLaughlin, Finn Dixie, Vadadaku Gupta. Today I'm going to give you a talk titled Diversity and Abundance of Bacterial Sulfoxidizers and Their Role in Elemental Sulfoxidation in Australian Cropping Soils. Sulfur deficiency in soils has been an issue in many countries, mainly due to the reduced sulfur emission from the industry and the application of high analysis fertilizers. To address sulfur efficiency, fertilizers containing elemental sulfur have been formulated. Since that elemental sulfur is cost-effective in terms of transportation and also releases sulfate very slowly, which can prevent substantial leaching loss compared with sulfate fertilizers. The characteristic of slow release of elemental sulfur is due to that elemental sulfur is not available until it is oxidized to sulfate. The process of elemental sulfur oxidation is influenced by environmental conditions and also soil physical chemical properties, as shown by many previous studies, and also the diversity and abundance of sulfur oxidizers. A very recent study has shown that the community of sulfur oxidizing bacteria shifts at the presence of elemental sulfur, and the abundance of functional genes changed coincidentally with sulfate release in pasture soils. However, there has been no study showing the diversity and abundance of bacterial sulfoxidizers in cropping soils or the link between the diversity and abundance of bacterial sulfoxidizers and the oxidation rate of elemental sulfur. Accordingly, the aims of this study were to assess the diversity and abundance of sulfoxidizing bacteria in Australian cropping soils and also examine the quantitative relationship between the abundance of sulfur oxidizing bacteria and the oxidation rate of elemental sulfur. 23 soils were collected from 5 states of Australia, and 10 of them were selected for this study to cover a wide range of soil properties. Soil properties like pH, organic carbon were analyzed. To examine the diversity of sulfur oxidizing bacteria in soils, cloning and sequencing were performed with DNA templates from 6 selected soils using SOX-B primers from a previous study. The gene copies of SOX-B gene 16SR DNA and IPS were quantified. SOX-B gene is a functional gene in sulfoxidizing bacteria, the abundance of which was used to indicate the population of sulfoxidizing bacteria, and the gene copy numbers of 16SR DNA used to indicate the total bacteria, and that of ITS used to indicate the total fungi in soil. For soil incubation, elemental sulfur with the average particle size of 48 micron was incorporated into soils at a rate of 1,000 microgram per gram soil. Soil water content was adjusted to 70% field capacity, and then soil were incubated at 25 degrees and sampled at 5 different occasions for further analysis. Here we used the decrease in elemental sulfur in soil to calculate the surface-based oxidation rate. Here are the characteristics of the studied soils. We included very sandy soil and also soil with high clay content. The pH of soils ranged from 8.5 to 4.4, organic carbon from 2.2 to 0.5%. Phylogenetic studies analysis was performed with 213 clone sequences from this study and also related studies from this study and also related sequences from the database in ACBI. We can see that the clone sequences in this study are affiliated mainly to alpha, beta, delta, and delta proteobacteria, and also actinobacteria. Different colors indicate different soils. If you pay attention, the color pink indicates soil 5. The clones from which cover a wide range on the whole tree. Well, the clones from soil 10, 60% of them were attached to one cluster. Theobacillus are well-identified sulfoxidizing bacteria in soil. We only found clones from soils 2 and 5 are Theobacillus-like species. The relative distribution of clones at a family level was analyzed. The clone sequences from this study belong to 16 families, and we also found uncultured Sloxby bacteria and also unidentified bacteria. Among the 16 families, 3 of them are common families can be found in each soil, and the family of Leptothrix can be found in each soil except for soil 5, which may be due to that the Leptothrix are heterotrophs. Well, the soil 5 is a very sandy soil in our study with very low organic carbon content. Besides, each soil also has the exclusive family of families except for soil 10. Hence, we can say that the diversity of sulfoxidizing bacteria in this study is soil type dependent. Here are the abundance of SOXB genes in studied soils. We can see that SOXB gene abundance varied greatly in studied soils from the order of magnitude of 10 to 6 to 10 to 8, which is consistent with the findings in other studies. The log-transformed SOXB gene copy numbers correlates significantly with log-transformed 60S and ITS gene copy numbers in soils. Organic carbon content correlates significantly with log-transformed 16S and ITS abundance. Even though pH has been reported as one of the most important factors influencing the microbial population in soils, here we didn't find any significant relationship. But if we combine pH and organic carbon together, we found more than 17% of the variation of log-transformed SOXB gene and 16S abundance can be explained. The correlation analysis showed the influence of soil chemical and biological properties on the oxidation rate of amyl sulfur. Here we can see pH can explain 50% of the variation of oxidation rate of amyl sulfur. By combining with organic carbon, a total of 79% of the variation could be explained. The log-transformed SOXB and log-transformed 16S could explain 73% and 67% of the variation respectively. The relationship between a potential rate of a biochemical process and the gene abundance and physical chemical properties has been proposed by Peterson et al. 2012 in the study of denitrification. Here in our study, we can say that the gene abundance influenced the oxidation rate of amyl sulfur significantly. At the same time, oxidation rate of amyl sulfur correlates with soil physical chemical properties, which can be explained by the effect of pH and organic carbon on the population of bacteria in soils, as indicated in the last slide. However, what's the combined effect of soil chemical and biological properties on oxidation rate? Here we can see that more than 80% of the variation of oxidation rate could be explained by the log-transformed SOXB and 16S and pH. We used these two equations to predict oxidation rate in soil and found a good agreement between the predicted and observed values of oxidation rate. Back to the relationship, we can say that the environmental variables could affect the bacterial population in studied soils. At the same time, during the amptosulfur oxidation, the environmental variables like pH could also affect the bacterial activity. As a conclusion, sulfur oxidizing bacteria showed a significant difference in phylogeny distribution and abundance across Australian cropping soils. And the bacteria gene abundance, that is SOX-B and 16SR DNA genes, plays a dominant role in amptosulfur oxidation. Soil properties influence on both the bacterial population and their activity. Soil chemical and biological properties are promising indexes to predict soil's capacity to oxidize amptosulfur. Here, I would like to thank my supervisors for their excellent help in my research, and my colleagues in Soil Science Group in the University of Adelaide, and also the China Scholarship Council for their sponsor for my PhD study. And finally, this meeting to provide the opportunity to share my results with you. Thanks for your attention. Thank you.